The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated anonymously Lerfuas Shelema of Meir Ben Esther. En narefanalo betoch she'ar chole amu Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated as well Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Mazal. Ruach Hashem tanihenna began Eden. Amen. We bless our anonymous sponsor that Be'ezat Hashem he should be blessed with arichut yamim, health, osher ve'osher ve'chavod, and Be'ezat Hashem should be zocher in the near future to raise a family and continue all his good work for the community. Amen.
Today's daf has been dedicated for the refuah shlema of Shlomo ben Rivka. Dedicated by Al and Alisa Musali of San Antonio, Texas.
Daf Lamidvav. Tonight's daf is dedicated in memory of Avraham ben Esther. Hashem tenichenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamidvav Amud Rishon, right on the top line. Just to review, our Mishnah said a halakha regarding Yom Tov. Mashilin perot derech aruba b'Yom Tov. The Mishnah permitted one that has fruit, for example, wheat on its roof on Yom Tov, and it's going to rain, and he doesn't want to lose the wheat, and it's going to get destroyed, and we have said Mamon. So the Mishnah allowed the fellow to drop the wheat, or the perot, down the skylight, which is minimal terha, because you're just dropping it down the skylight, and that was mutar. Compare that to a Mishnah that we had in Masechet Shabbat, that talked about a person at an otsar, a person at a warehouse, and he wants to clear it out because he has guests, or he has the Talmidim are coming to study, and he needs place for Talmud Torah, for Bitu Bet HaMidrash, so it's permissible to move four or five boxes of produce as well. So the Gemara was trying to figure out on the last Amud, what's the Shi'ur on Yom Tov? How many of these fruit can you send down the Aruba? Are we going to say it's similar to Shabbat, where just like over there it's four or five, so here also four or five boxes? Or will we say that it's different? Either we'll say that Shabbat we can be more lenient, because in Shabbat we have an issue of Orchim, and we have an issue of Bitul Bet HaMidrash, that's why we're lenient over there. Or I could say also we're lenient by Shabbat, because by Shabbat you can afford to be lenient, because people are usually take Shabbat very, very seriously. And therefore you can be lenient, because the leniency is not going to lead to any sur. Mashaykh on Yom Tov, where the people don't treat Yom Tov, let's say, with the proper kavod, it's light in their eyes, so we don't want to be lenient, maybe we have to be more mahmir on them. Or I could say the other way. I could say maybe on Shabbat they only let you do four or five, because it doesn't involve Hefsed Mamon. Mashaykh on Yom Tov, where it involves Hefsed Mamon, maybe I'll let you even do more. So the Gemara really is going to leave this in a teku, as well as the next several questions that the Gemara is going to discuss. The Gemara is going to leave at the end in one big teku on all these answers, all these questions. I should say teku means that Eliyahu Navi will come and resolve these questions. So now we have the second question of the Gemara. She says, "Kolomar ve'od she'ela acheret." We have another quandary. Ava lo et ha'otzar. No, we said in Masechet Shabbat that what you're not allowed to clear out the warehouse or the storage house of these boxes. V'amar Shmuel, my avalo et ha'otzar. What does it mean, not the otzar? Avalo yigmor et ha'otzar kulo. When it comes to the warehouse, you're not allowed to empty out the warehouse completely, which means, let's say you have four or five boxes left. Normally we say you can move four or five boxes, but if moving the four or five boxes is going to end up clearing out the entire warehouse, so it's going to be asur. Now, what's the reason? Dilma atel ashvuye gumot. Because we're concerned that what? You might see the floor, and there might be a hole in the floor, and you might come to smoothen it out and fill up the holes. And that's asur on Shabbat. So the Gemara's question is, hacha mai. What's going to be the deen over here? Which means, look at Rashi, top line. Shelo yigmor et ha'otzar. Im lo ayashab el arba o hamesh kupot. Let's say there's only four or five kupot in the otzar. Shetir lo b'mkom sheyesh yoter. Which in the case where you had, let's say, 100 kupot, you get four or five. But if it's the last four or five, right? Kan lo etir lefanotam kulam v'deglot et haritzma. We don't let you reveal the floor. Dilma haviva guma. Because maybe there's going to be a guma. Umashvi la. And it's going to fill up the hole. It's going to be asur. So the question is, hakamai, which means, what about the case now by the perot? Which means you have the fruit on the roof over here. Do we say the same thing? Which means, let's say you're going to clear up the whole roof. Is that going to be asur just as well? It's on Shabbat. So it comes to Gemara's hatamai. Hatam, my hatam, who be Shabbat, asum shum de hamir. I'll say on Shabbat, it's the laws of mahmir. So therefore, we're stringent that what you cannot clear out the whole floor. Aval Yom Tov dekil shapir dame. Yom Tov, the laws are not stringent, which means Yom Tov, it's not hayav kareh, it's not hayav sekila. Therefore, maybe we can be more lenient, and therefore I'll let you clear off the whole roof. Or Dilma atam dika betu bet medrash amart lo hakad leke betu bet medrash. So coach again, I'll tell you the opposite. I'll tell you over there where there was an issue of betu bet medrash. The reason why you were clearing out the storage house was in order to make room for the students to go on, and still we said you can't move out the whole storage house. Go check in on Yom Tov where you're moving your roof, where it's not an issue between Bet HaMidrash or the Musa, which should be asu to move out the whole roof. So therefore, the Gemara leaves that question in abeyance as well. Comes the Gemara and asks another question. We learned by us, Meshilin Perot Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov. Right? We said you're allowed to lower the fruit down the skylight on Yom Tov. V'amar Rav Nachman, lo shanu ela be'oto hagag. That's only talking about on that roof, which means the roof where the fruit are, the skylights, they just drop it down. Aval migag legag lo. But from roof to roof, no. Which means I can't take the perot from one roof. Let's say you have a roof on the same level, right? I just want to move it to the next roof and lower it down the skylight on that roof. That's already asur, which means the Hakamim didn't want you to make tirha. Right, because to go from roof to roof is a tirha. So v'tanya namiach, we have a bright that supports this. You cannot go from roof to roof. Afilu kishigagotem shavin. She's even if it's on the same level, we're not talking about we have to climb up to go to the roof. That's for sure it's going to be asur. That's tirha yetera. But even if you have, let's say, roofs that are on the same level, you cannot go from one roof to another roof and lower the fruits down the next skull on the next roof. That's by Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, atamai. What's the din going to be by Shabbat when you have the kupot? Let's say, what's the question? I'll say the reason maybe on Yom Tov you can't go from roof to roof because Yom Tov is light in the people's eyes, and therefore we're going to be lenient to go from roof to roof. They're going to come to be mezalzel be Yom Tov. Aval Shabbat the hamira velo atil zalzulebe shapir dame. But Shabbat, which is stringent in the people's eyes, you can afford to be lenient because it's not going to lead to zalzul, and therefore maybe I'll let you go move, let's say, the boxes from one roof to another, from one room to another room, which means maybe I'll let you have that leniency. Or Dilma, ma hachad ikav sid perot. In this case over here, where there's an issue that the perot are going to get ruined, and still what? Amart lo. You still said you can't go from roof to roof. Hachad deleka have sid perot. Look what you can. Over there on Shabbat, they don't have said that everything is in boxes. So therefore, there's no hefsed. As Kol Shekhen, it should be a suit to go from, let's say, room to room to move the goods. So that's that question as well. Comes the next question. Hacha. Actually, that would be Tanya. Over here, we have a braita that says, Lo yishalshelem behevel bahalonot. Hevel bahalonot, you should not lower the fruit down in a rope in the windows. We're talking about over here. Let's say the window is higher than the roof. Okay, you have a roof, flat roof, the perot are on the roof. And you have, let's say, a wall, right, coming above the roof, and you have a window there. So you want to raise the fruit, you know, throw them in the window and lower them down with a rope. So the Mishnah Beraita says, Lo yishalshelem behevel. You cannot lower them down into a rope. Bahalonot. Look at Rashi. Kegon im mukaf mechitza. Right, you have, let's say, walls surrounding your roof. Ve'en bo aruba. Doesn't have a skylight. Aval yesh halon b'mechitza. L'chatzer. Right, you have a wall that, let's say, will lower the, goes down to the chatzer. Or the bay, to the chatzer or to the house. Lo yishalshelem b'sakin derek ha'halon b'hevel. You cannot lower it down into the window with a rope and, let's say, these sakin in sack. Mepnei sheyesh torach la'alot min hagag l'halon. U'misham la'aretz. Because first you have to raise it to the window. And then from the window you got to lower it down to the chatzer. That's too much. Velo, back to the Gemara. Velo yoridem derech sulamot. Okay. Sulamot would be like a ladder or steps. Okay, because that would be a big tirha as well to carry them all the way down the steps. So that's on Yom Tov. So the Gemara wants to know, Hatamai. What would be the deal with these kupot on Shabbat? Would you be allowed to, let's say, lower them down a window to get them out of the room, or let's say to lower them down a ladder? I'll tell you, you know why on Yom Tov we're Mahmir? because there's no bitul Beit HaMidrash, we're not talking about you moving the stuff on the roof in order to make room for the students, so there's no reason to be mekel. Aval Shabbat, ika bitul Beit HaMidrash, shapida me. We're talking on Shabbat, where you have bitul Beit HaMidrash, or you have orchim, you have guests, so I'll argue, maybe I'll let you even do it with this extra exertion, even by lowering it down into a window, or let's say lowering down the ladder, or dilma, I can go the other way. Achad, ika efsid perot, over here where there's a loss, and still would just say, amart lo, you still are not lenient for you to go down the window or the ladder. Hatam delek efsed perot. Local sheken over there on Shabbat where there's no efsed perot. So kol sheken we have to be mahmir. The Gemara leaves off tiku. She's on all these quandaries that we just had. The Gemara says we have to wait for the Aaron Avi to come and answer the she'elot. And now the Gemara continues to the next subject. Umchasin et haperot. So what do we say in the Mishnah? We said in the Mishnah that let's say you have a dilif, right? You have a drip, a leak in the roof, and it's dripping in the, Umechasim perot bekelim mipnei hadilif. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to cover perot bekelim with vessels mipnei hadilif because of the drip that is leaking from the roof, because you don't want to ruin your perot. Okay. Perot. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Ula. Ula says, Va'afilu avira d'libne. Even a pile of bricks you'd be allowed to cover. Mishnah said, Perot. You must say, Perot lavdafka. You could even move a pile of, you could even cover a pile of bricks. Now, what's the Hadush with that? Look at the Rashi. Afilu avira d'libne. Levanim, bricks, hasidurim. Now, what's the Hadush? Umuksim, lebinyan. Badaya. These are items of mukseh. They're mukseh for building purposes. Vigeshamim, notfim. The geshamim are dripping on them. Umitiyarish, shelo yemuho. You're worried they're going to dissolve. They're going to fall apart. Mutal, taltil, kelim, tzorcham, velechasotam. You could take, let's say, covers and move them in order to cover the bricks. If you remember, we learned in Masechet Shabbat the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak that held en kli nital ela letzorich levar nital, that on the laws of mukseh you're not allowed to pick up a heter item to serve something that's mukseh. So according to that opinion, they would say that no, these bricks are mukseh, therefore you can't even take the cover. The hadush of this ula is telling you, no, not only perot can you cover because of the delif, but even bricks that are mukseh, you're allowed to take a cover and cover them up. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, perot haruyin. He says, no. When the Mishnah says that we're talking about perot, perot means perot haruyin, dafka, fruit that are edible, right, which means he holds that only non-mukseh items. And if Yitzhak follows his reasoning, Tamar of Yitzhak ain't clean nital, ela lidvar and nital be Shabbat. So if Yitzhak says no, only fruit, it says fruit, perot areuin, not avirad edlibne. Because you cannot move a heter object for something that is asur. So the guy comes together, Rashi, and says, Vira Yitzhak amar davka perot areuin, the tiltul, who the shadow of the baral and taltil, kilimitsur carnaval, midi de la bar tiltul, ain't clean nital, because we have a fantastic machlokra between Ula and Avi. It's hard what the case of the Mishnah is. Ula says, Perot lav dafka. Hu adin avira de libne. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, Perot dafka, because they're ruin. That's why you have to cover them. But something that would be mukseh would be asur. Tanan, so comes the Gemara and has a question, a proof. We have a Mishnah. Mechasin et perot becherim. It says, you're allowed to cover perot. It chose the perot as a example. Perot in avirad libne lo. That's a question against Ula. Why did the Mishnah then choose the case of perot? Give me the bigger hadush. Okay. Tell me the case of even avirad libne. That's mukseh. So the Gemara, who adin that afilu avirad libne. Really, the Mishnah could have chosen that as an illustration. Ve'aydi tana resha mashirin perot tana sefaname mechasin et perot. Since the Mishnah chose as an illustration in the first case perot mashirin perot, so once already you said the word perot, so it uses it in the sefa also perot mechasin perot. But lav dafka who adin mechasin avirad libne. So perot is just a lav dafka from the resha. Look at Rashi. She says, "Ve'aydi detana resha perot areuin." Right? Al korhak bedahaz le tatul tzarich le mitkat shere mitaltel en atzman. She's in the beginning, you have to say the pirot are non-mukseh. Because in the first case, you're touching the pirot themselves. So vada'a, you have to say the pirot are non-mukseh. And the hadush is what? That even in the sefa, when it says perot, that she says nakat nami le'anyan kisui perot aruyin miu sefa lav dafka v'wadin le'libne. Comes Gemara and says tenan. We learned in the Mishnah v'chen. It's our Mishnah actually. V'chen kadei yain, v'chen kadei shemen. The Mishnah gives another example that you also have to cover kadei yain and kadei shemen. Now kadei yain and kadei shemen are seemingly non-mukseh items, and you can't answer me ula that I did it. Tani Resha, and the Resha we didn't mention Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Shemen. So why did the Mishnah choose that you can cover Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Shemen? But because only Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Shemen, because they're non-mukseh. And yeah. Therefore, what you said, Avirad al-Libneh, is wrong. So the Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Shemen is a question. Look at Rashi. Rashi said, Tanan Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Yayin. Mechdi, Bahani, Lo Aydi Le'il. We didn't discuss these cases above. Since it says it over here in the Mishnah, which if you come in to tell me stuff besides perot, okay, so the perot left Afka. So you want to give me another case? Give me the bigger hadush. Give me Avirad al-Libne. What do you give me a non-mukseh case? It must be that only non-mukseh items are permissible to cover, but not mukseh items. That the Gemara says no. Rabbi said, I will answer. We're talking about tebel. Who told you these yain and shemen is talking about? It's edible. Maybe it's tebel. You didn't take tura water ma'asur. Therefore, it's mukseh. And therefore, the halusha and mishnah is what? That you can use, you can cover them even though they are mukseh. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, makes sense to say that that's the case. If you want to tell me that's talking about regular yain and shemen, that's mutar. Perot. You told me perot already. What are you giving me another case? Perot. The yain and shemen must be coming to me. Hadush. So that's the Gemara's question, right? So therefore, Ula's bringing a proof. I'll prove to you that it's mukseh. The fact that it said perot in the first case. Now let's give me another case. Another non-mukseh. How many non-mukseh cases do you want to give me? We gave you the case of perot already. Ella must be talking about the kadeya because the shemen is mukseh, and therefore it's teaching you what? That you're allowed to cover them up. Gemara says no. Kadeya is tarikhale. You need it. Why? Even though it says perot, you need it. Why? Sakadatak amina lefsed meruba hasheshu. Lefsed mu'at no hasheshu kamash ma'alan. Which means I would have said like this. The perot are considered lefsed meruba. Fruit, it's a big loss. Therefore, I'll tell you, you know what? To cover up the fruit, alright, the hachamim will lean you. But maybe if I've said mu'at, this is some water goes into the wine. Big deal. They've said mu'at. Some water goes into the oil. They've said mu'at. So maybe I'll tell you for that, we're not going to be lenient for you to make a tirha to cover up the items. All non-mukseh things. Kamash ma'lan, that even on have said mu'at, but the kadeshim, that's not mukseh, still it's permissible. And that's why you cannot bring a proof to Ula, because I'll tell you the case is talking about still non-mukseh items. They tell me even on have said mu'at, even on a minor loss, again, the fruit is considered the sed meruba. You're right, but I guess a little water that falls into the wine, just dilute a little. Big deal. It's not gonna ruin it. They've said muad. But shaken, the fruit is gonna get spoiled. Comes the Gemara and says,
Amen.
And she says, if said muat, geshemim anotfim al yayin, if said muati, achetashach mi salikim. The little dripping that's gonna, by the time it gets night, it's gonna be if said muat, not such a major damage. I've got a perot markibim. The perot, they rot. Yeah. And therefore, it's going to be a yafseid merubah. Comes the Gemara and says, Tenam, we're not in the Mishnah, notnim kli tahta delif b'shabbat. Oh, you're allowed to take a keli and put it under the delif, under the dripping on the Shabbat. Now, the dripping is mukseh.
Yeah.
Right? Dirty water, we're assuming. And what is it saying? I can take a keli to go serve the mukseh item. Oh, so that's a proof to Ula. You see that what? You're allowed to take a keli. So that's a proof for Ula. How can I take the keli and catch the dripping? Right, that she says, "Keli ta'ad delit hare, shakli nital lekabel bo mukseh." Kia de lo hazi lemide. What are you using the dripping for? The dripping is not that way. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, but you're catching the mukseh." So I'm taking the keli letzorech hamukseh. So you see, that's a proof to Ula. Gemara answers, "Bedele faraui." We're talking about delit faraui, which means it's clear. Meaning, it's not, no, a human being's not going to drink it, but it's clear for animals. So therefore. It doesn't have a deed of mukseh, therefore you have no proof. Comes the Gemara and says, Tashema. Come on, listen, we'll bring up for Porsin Ma'aselet Al Gabe Levanim Beshabbat. Clear brighter. It says what you could. Let's say you have the bani, you have bricks. Okay, now bricks the chaurah mukseh.
It's raining.
And the bricks doesn't hit for building. It's raining. You don't want the bricks to dissolve. You could cover the bricks on the on Shabbat. So what do you see? What? That you're allowed to move something that's mutal. That's orich nadar. Hamukzeh. Proof to ula. Kabbalah says no. Bil benim de aitur mebinyana de hazel mezgah alayu. We're talking about bricks that were left over from a building project. And now already you're not going to build with them. What could you do with them? You could sit on them. Therefore they're not mukzeh. And therefore that's why there is no problem. Comes the Kabbalah continues. Tashema. Porsin mahaseret al gabe abanim b'Shabbat. Oh, it clearly says you're allowed to cover rocks. Rocks are clearly mukseh, and still you can cover them. Proof for ulah that she says al gabe abanim she negubin, or yeah, that they were collected lebinyan. They're dry, which is they're dry rocks, and you can use them for construction. Ushen mitlahlihin. And when they get wet from the rain, sarik la'azov lana geban. You have to dry them again. She'ena mekabalot atatit yafeh, because it's not going to get the cement good if they want. Bebinyan, shu'eli yavish. And it's not going to dry good. So it's not going to dry. So therefore, it says you want to cover them. You don't want to get wet, these rocks. So it says you can cover them. Why? The mukseh for binyan. Okay, well, let's know what type of rocks we're talking about. Be'abanim, mekurzalot. We're talking about the sharp pointed stones. The hazyan, the bet kiseh. In the olden days, how did they used to clean themselves with the bet kiseh? They used to take these sharp stones. They were called abanim mekurzalot. They were not mukseh. They were designated already for Mavon Shabbat for this purpose. And therefore, that's why it is permissible. And she says, the bet kiseh, the kaneyah, to wipe, to clean. Dashema, come and listen. Porsin, mahaseret al gabeh. Kaveret deborim b'Shabbat. It is permissible to take a mahaselt, a mat, and cover a beehive on Shabbat. Behama mepenei hama. In the summer, what's the reason why you're covering it? To protect it from the sun. Ubegeshamim, in the rainy season, why you're covering it mepenei hageshamim. Ubelvad shelo yitkaven latzud. So long as you don't have kavanah to trap, because when you're covering the beehive, you're trapping the bees. And we'll understand what that statement means in a moment. But let's understand the first part. The kaveret is mukseh. The bees are mukseh. And still, what is it saying? You could cover the beehive on Shabbat. That's a proof to ula. That even though the bi'ah is mukseh, you can move in on mukseh item. Kibra says, no, hatam nameh di'ikadvash. So what are we talking? What does it have in a beehive? There's honey in a beehive. Therefore, it's not mukseh. And therefore, it's mutar. So Kibra says, amar leh rav ukba mimeshan rav asheh. So what are you talking about? Hati na'a bimot hamad di'ikadvash. Yeah, in the summer, it produces honey. So you can explain to me in the summer why it's not mukseh. However, bimot ha'geshami ma'ika le'mimar. In the winter, it doesn't produce honey. And you still told me you can cover it. So how are you going to answer why you can cover it in the winter? There's no honey. Kevara says, no, it's the ka'ela le'otan shte halot. The two combs, which means the bees, they store honey in two combs for the winter. Because they don't produce. So therefore, there is honey even in the winter. Those are shte halot. She says, first white line, shet sapihit manihin bechaveret. It's like, it's like combs or wax that they have in the beehive. Kishirodin otan umeem parnasa ledevorim kol yemot ha'geshamim. Right, that's the parnasa for the bees for the whole season, rainy season. Otan shte halot mutar lekasot kol ha'devar shekaveret asui aliyot aliyot shel halot, which means it's made like in layers. So the hadush is the top mukse even in the winter. So the Kabbalah Gemara says, lo nitzkaila leotan shte halot. Gemara says otan shte halot muksoten. What are you talking about? These are muksot. Why? They're not for human consumption. They're for the bees to eat. Then the humans being don't eat that. So that's mukseh in the winter. So the Gemara says, ha'cha b'ma'askinan she'hashav alehim. So we're talking about over here that before he covered them, before Shabbat, he had kavanah, he's going to eat them. Okay, so of course, if a person has kavanah, he's going to eat them, so they become non-mukseh. So the Gemara says, aval lo hashav alehim, mai. But let's say he didn't have machshava on them. Asur? You can tell me it's asur? Yeah, good. Adetani ulvashut kaven lasud. So what did you have to go to the case of?
Trapping.
That it's only going to be asur in a case where you're trapped. You don't got to get the trapping. The flok with the nebedida. Give a chiluk in the case itself and say, but me devarim amorim shachashav alehim, aval lo chashav alehim asur. Which means we have a rule. Whenever you can keep the machloket to this, in the similar case that we're discussing, Right, you have a case of Heter, you have a case of Isur. If you can keep the Heter and Isur in a similar case, we'd rather that, instead of jumping to a different case to give me the Isur. So here it told me, when is it Mutar? It's Mutar is a case where he thought about it before Shabbat, and therefore the Kaveri and the Hashteh Halot are considered non-Mukseh, therefore it's permissible. What's the case of Asur? We had Kavanat to Tzad. Oh. What'd you have to jump to Tzad for? Yeah. Keep the Heter and Isur in the same case, and say, when is it Mutar? Shachashav Alehim. Vishalo Hashav Alehim Asur. And keep it like that. What are you going to go to Tzad for? So the Kabbalah says, Hachi Kamar. You're right. This have to read the Braita like this. Afati shahashav alehim, even in the case where you add Kavanah before Shabbat, and therefore the Shtachalot are not considered Mukseh, it's still going to be Asur when? So long as you don't have Kavanah to Shabbat, which is even on the Heter side. Don't think you're out of the woods. Just you had Kavanah before Shabbat for the Shtachalot, therefore I can do whatever I want. Hey, you got a problem of trapping. So therefore the Braita says, to get rid of the trapping problem. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this trapping business. Well, obviously, if you're learning this Braita, the whole subject is we had Kavanah before Shabbat, this must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Because who subscribes to the opinion of Mukseh? Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, let the Mukseh. Therefore, I don't have to go through this whole business designating and not to discover it. There's no problem. I don't care if it's Mukseh. I don't hold the Mukseh. So you have to say that the Braita of his, the Shittat, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, what are you talking? Eba Sefa, ubevad shelo yitkaven natsud. We know Rabbi Yehuda says in Masechet Shabbat that even a davar she'en mitkaven is asur. But this Braita is saying, ubevad shelo yitkaven. Implying like if you don't have Kavanah Latsud, you're okay. Atan Rabbi Shimon. Because we know Rabbi Shimon Chitaz the Amar, Davash Emit Kavin, Mutar. At the end of the Brayta, when the Brayta says, listen, so long as you don't have Kavanah to trap, you're okay. That's Davash Emit Kavin. Who owes Davash Emit Kavin Mutar? Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara is asking another question. Resha Mukseh Rabbi Yehuda. Sefa Legabe Tzad. You're going to Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't work that way. You can't split a braita and tell the Reshas Rabbi Yehuda and say, that's Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Betisbera, the Rabbi Shimon? What are you talking? Do you think that the Sefa is going to Rabbi Shimon? Which means how? Ve'a abaye ve'raba da'amli tarvayu mode Rabbi Shimon mefsik reshe ve'layimot. So what are you talking about? We learned the Masechet Shabbat. Even though Rabbi Shimon says, davar she'mitkaven mutar. But if it's going to be inevitable, which means, I don't have Kavanah. Like in this case over here, I'm covering the beehive. I don't have Kavanah. So what? It's psikre sheh. When you cover it, you're trapping. Kavanah's not going to help anything. That's called the psikre sheh. Mm-hmm. And the bishamon was modeh, the psikre sheh. So you're telling me, the sefa is the bishamon. Held it. The sefa cannot be the bishamon. The bishamon doesn't subscribe to this opinion because he'll hold it. This is asur as well. Even if you don't have Kavanah to tzad, because it's a psikre sheh, because it is inevitable. So what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, I'll answer you like this. Kula Rabbi Yehudai. Really, the Resha and the Sefa is a Yehuda. Ve'aka b'ma'askinan, de'it be'kaveh. What is kaveh? As she says, halonot. Three lines on the bottom. There's windows. Yesh b'defanotea. Ve'afapish b'chaseh et piya. So you're going to cover the top of the beehive. Enam nitzodim. They're not going to be trapped. It's not going to be trapped until you actually cover the windows. Now it's got nothing to do with Kavanah anymore. Reword the Braita. It's got nothing to do with Kavanah. It's really going like the Yehuda over here. But all he's telling you is, the case over here is, first of all, it's got windows. And therefore, when you cover it, the bees still have a chance to escape through the windows. All the brightness is just telling you, ubilvad, when you cover it, make sure you don't cover the windows. Ubilvad shelo yaasenu mitsuda. And you're asking Peshitta. The Gemara asks that question in a second. So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'akam ha'askin it be'kaveh. Ve'lo tema le'Rabbi Yehuda u'bevad shlo yitkaven natsud. Don't read the Braita that you shouldn't have covered, because we're going to do with Kavanah now. Ela, the point is, Ela ema u'bevad shlo yaasena mesuda. Just read it straight. The point is that, listen, make sure when you're dealing with this beehive, don't make a trap. Don't trap it. And therefore, I can say the Resh of the Sefa is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't even need windows. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's what speaks out. It'd be enough if you just had a little hole, a little opening over there, and you can cover it. So long as it can escape even from a little hole, it's not a psik reshe, you're okay. For Rabbi Yehuda, you need already big windows. But the point is what? Even if it's not mitkaven, it's asur. Okay, so not only you're not mitkaven, like the issue of it, because even no mitkaven is asur. So the point is, don't trap it. Make sure you leave the windows uncovered. So the Gemara says, Peshita. Zach Baruch, of course. What do you tell me? According to the Biyuda, make sure you're not sad on Shabbat. Isn't that obvious? What do you tell me? Don't cover the windows. Of course. Don't I know sad is one of the 39 melachot? Of course you cannot cover the windows. So the Gemara says, no, bimino nitzod asur. If you remember in Masechet Shabbat, when it came to the issur of trapping, we gave discussions on what type of animals or species are asur. So some wanted to say bimino nitzod, only items that are normally trapped. Animals that are normally trapped, they fall under the category of tzad. Shelo b'mino nitzod mutar. But I would have said that maybe an item that's not normally trapped, for example, people don't normally trap bees. You trap a deer, you trap a different type of animal, you don't trap bees. So I would have said maybe it's mutar, and therefore maybe you can even cover the beehive. Kamash malan, what? So kamash malan is one of two ways to learn this. Either kamash malan that even eno nitzod is hayav, and therefore even though bees are not normally trapped, you can't cover the beehive. Or the kadush is kamash malan that bees are minon nitzod, and therefore it falls into the regular category of minon nitzod, and therefore you're not allowed to trap them because it is minon nitzod. It's the Da'a learns like that. So therefore it's a machlokes. But the point is, it's a chidush in the Braita itself. Comes again and says. Well, so basically, what do we do? Let's just review the Shekla Vitaria. We tried to bring a proof for Ula. Right? We brought a case of the beehive. We said the beehive is mukseh, and you can cover it. Proof to Ula. Nah. And somehow where it's not mukseh. How is it not mukseh? But because we're talking about it has the halot. Halot? What do you mean? Halot's for the bees. It's mukseh. No, talking about where you miyahed them. Ah, miyahed them. The flog will itne bedideh. Oh, you're right. Really, I'll tell you. Even in the case where you may ahead, it's only me mutar so long as you don't become into trap. Oh, what do you mean? It should be Yehuda, it should be Shimon. Oh, no, Kula Rabbi.
Yehuda.
And all the Sefer is telling you, make sure you don't cover the whole trap. And the Hadush is what? That you might have thought that Embe Minon Nitzor is mutar, Kamashwan it is Asur. So basically, what we did is we answered the whole Braita, no proof to Yehuda, the Beehive is not Mukseh, and the whole Braita is Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rav Asher comes along and says, he said like this. Rav Asher says, "Miketani bimot ha'chama ubimot ha'geshamim," which means the Braita say in the summer and in the winter, right? Because we had two cases, right? In the summer, it says "behama mipne hama b'geshamim." Why are you covering this beehive? In the sun, because of the sun. In the winter, in the rain, because of the rain. But it didn't say in the summer season, nor did it say in the rainy season. So therefore, what does it mean? Behama mipnei hama, it said, in the sun, because of the sun. Ubegeshamim mipnei geshamim ketani. What is that? Which part of the season do you have both sun and rain? Biyome nisan ubiyome tishri. We're talking about the springtime. Which or the autumn, which means in Tishri or in Nisan, the Ika Hama, the Ika Geshamim. And you know what else you have? The Ika Dvash. You also have honey as well. And therefore, you don't got to come out to Halot. You don't have to come out to that whole ants over there where you're Miyahed. And there's honey all year round. And therefore, you can just go simply. That's why it was permissible to cover it up. Because, you know, it's still no proof, but you don't got to come out to this whole business of the halot. Look at the second line in the Shira Vashiyam Aliyaholam, because the Shanir Meikara, Diika Dvash to Machal Adam. There's honey there for the eating purposes. Udekashirak Bimot Geshamim Diika Dvash. He asked the question, what do you mean? In the winter, is there Dvash? Who said we're talking about winter over here? Me, Lakasha, Demiketani Yotahama Bimot Geshamim. Did it say anything about the summer season or the winter season? It said in the time of sun and rain. When's the time of sun and rain? Tishli and Nisan. There's honey in the cabinet as well. Therefore, that's another answer. Comes the Gemara and continues. So the Mishnah said you're allowed to take a keli and you have to put it under the delef. Delef is the dripping from the roof. You have to put the keli over there as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Dana, we have a bright. Let's say the keli is filled now. It has all the dripping in there. It's filled. Shofech. Which means you could refill it, empty it, fill it again, which means it doesn't matter. It's traha. Doesn't matter. For the hefsed over here will be material to empty the bucket and refill it as well. And she says, Shofech lahutz, of course outside, Veshone yahazirenu limkomot atadiverunim na, milishanot kol hayom im sarich nekach. Of course, if it's necessary. Comes the Gemara and says, Berechayad Abaye. Abaye had a millstone. Okay, it was made out of like a clay or something like that. And the water, and the denef that he had, was going to ruin it. So it says, Daluf. Daluf, meaning the rain from the roof was dripping on it. And it was going to get ruined. Atal kamed Rabba. Say, when in front of Rabba? Amar le zil aile le puryach le hatam. So he told him, go take your bed, and go put the bed next to the millstone. Now already, this delif that's falling over there in the area where your bed is, it's disgusting. On Shabbat, we have a rule that an item that normally, let's say, is disgusting, let's say it's a mukseh item, but if you're not sitting in that room over there and it's not affecting you, it's not bothering you, so therefore you can't move it, it's mukseh. However, if it's in a place where you're sitting and you're it's bothering you and it's taking away from your onik Shabbat, so there's a special heter on mukseh called the graf shel re'i, a bucket filled with re'i, with excrement, with mutar to move it. So now what happened over here? He has his lechaim over there, okay? So all the water is dripping over there. So now he goes to the rabbi. So what does he tell the rabbi? Look at Rashi. Berechayad abed daluf. Hadelef ayad nofel al lechaim shelo. Vayu osim betit was made out of like clay. Vinimuhim ibn Gishamim. Vayu mespeak the kelim and slikim them to the delif. There was not enough kelim. They're putting kelim and kelim to catch the delif, but it's not enough. So look at Rashi. Zil aylel purchatam. Lebayit shusham. To the room that it's in, go bring your bed in there. לדבק הגרף של רעי שיהיו מאוסים הרחיים לכך להיות לפני מיטתך ואתה מוטל לטלטלן ולציען נחוס כדבר לכוון הגרף של רעי מוטל להוציען להשפעה, which means now this רחיים over here that's in front of you is going to be maus. You have a רחיים that's all dripping on it, all the stuff of it, it smells, it's like garbage in front of you. If you were not in the room, you can pay no attention, it's mukseh. However, now it's a graf shel re'i. Now you made it a graf shel re'i. Why'd you make it a graf shel re'i? You put your bed in there. Why'd you put your bed in there? No, it sounds like it's the bed that she says. Mm-hmm. She says, "Lebayit shusham de levik graf shel re'i shiyum meusim alehayim lecha." Right, the rechaim is going to be maus.
You're trying to get the
rechaim
out.
Right. So that's the way you do it. Comes the Gemara and take it out. Comes the Gemara and says, "Yativ Abaye v'kakashale." So Abaye asks the question on Abba. V'chi osin graf shel re'i l'chatachila. Hold it. Which means I understand if it happened and a graf shel re'i occurred on Shabbat, okay, it's mutar. But to go cause a graf shel re'i to put my bed in the room, the chatachila, to now give me a tent to go move the rechaim. Hey, is that permissible l'chatachila? In the interim, what happened? The whole rechayim fell apart. She's in the whole discussion. Bottom line, it wasn't a sheila anymore. The whole thing broke. Amar, he says, it's deserving to me. I went against my master. The rabbi told me mutar, and now I'm trying to be mahmir on him. It serves me well that I didn't listen to the psak of the rabbi, and therefore this happened to me. Look at the Tosafot. תהיתי לי דעבדי אדמור אף אגב תמיד לעד פרק יום טוב תהיינו עושים גרף של רדכת תחילה. What do you mean? But that's, wasn't he right? I mean, his question. You don't make a graf shel re'i lechatayda. Sfiradil rabba dehak hasher mishum peseda deber haya. Either because of hefsed, it'll be permissible, or mishum delo miklu lechatayla kol kachacha. Kevan sheyu geshim kevan mezalefim bebayit. En kol kach lechatayla kemo mezaminin goy. Which means over here the rain was already dripping. So already the it's maus lechatayla. Right, it's most already. So now all you're doing is the graph is there. All you're doing is now orchestrating a situation that'd be able to move it. Mashiach, in the other case over there where you're inviting the goy, that was already a step before. You're inviting him over there. What are you just going to do? He's going to dip his bread into the wine or something. He's going to make it ma'us or something, and you're going to be able to take it out. That's already a step. That's more like a ta'ila, right? But over here already the dirt is there. It happened already. So what are we telling the guy to put his bed in there? I mean, to put his bed in there. What's not the ta'ila? So someone gives two answers. Amar Shemuel, graf shel re'i. That's the bucket of the re'i. Va'abit shel meraglaim. That's also the bucket that they have the meraglaim in there. Mutal otzian la'ashpa. But die. It's mutal to move them out to a ashpa, right? To the garbage on Shabbat. Ukshehu mahziro. Now, when you bring it back, now the bucket is empty. Now the bucket, the chavra, should become Mukseh. So it says, Noten bo ma'ayim u'mahziro. So you put water in it, as she says, the muksim ma'amiut mi'usen. Now it's ready, muksim ma'amiut mi'us. The ilav agav ma'ya lo matzeh le tatolin u'lotzio. Right? The shadow of the Meshub Kevodo. She said, I only let you take it out because of Kevodo. But now I want to bring it back. So therefore, what do we tell you? Put something that's Ra'ui in there, water. Maybe it's Ra'ui for Behemoth, this water. And therefore, since it's not Mukseh, therefore I can bring it back in. Savur Mineh. So the Gemara said, thought like this. Who made this statement over? This was said by Shemuel. Graf Shirei Agav Mana'in. It's matter that a Graf Shirei, the only reason you can move it is because you're not touching the Re'i itself. You're carrying it with the bucket. However, bifnei atzmo, no. But smart, but if let's say the re'i was there without a bucket, smart, you can't pick it up and get rid of it. It's only a tear of a graf shel re'i because it's in a graf or abit. But to pick it up directly would be asur. That's what they're thinking. So she says, savur minem b'dishmuel ayus savurim etalmidim b'davka graf nakat da'agav mana shadil taltel et re'i avam bifnei atzmo litol et re'i od avar ma'us mamash b'yadov yotzeru lo shadil de. Comes the Gemara and says, tashima adahu achbarta. There was a certain mouse. Dishtakach be aspermakeh de Rav Asher. It was in the besamim of Rav Asher. A mouse fell into the besamim. Nice. Amadu Rav Asher, nakte betzutzita veafkuha. He told them, take it out by its tail. It's maus. It's a mukseh. It's a davar maus. He didn't tell them, I would have cared, you know, that touch the davar maus itself by the tail and get rid of it. So what do you see over here? That not only a graf shel re'i is mutar, but even the re'i itself, it's in a place where it's maus, it's permissible to take it up with the yadayim and move it out. Comes the Mishnah, kol shehayavim alav, mishum shevut, mishum reshut, mishum mitzvah, b'shabbat, hayavim alav b'yom tov, which means any item that is asur on Shabbat, either mishum shevut, shevut would mean isud rabbanan, mishum reshut is it's isud rabbanan even though it's ksat mitzvah, but it's still asur, or mishum mitzvah, where it's mamat, it's a mitzvah item and still it's asur rabbanan. So if it, the rule is like this, all those three categories, shevut, reshut, mitzvah, if it's asur on Shabbat to do those items, Biyom Tov as well, it's also Asur. Okay, now the Gemara is going to give you the examples. The following items are just voluntary items that are not connected to a mitzvah that are Asur Midrabanan. Number one, Lo Olin Be'ilan. That is Asur to climb up a tree on Shabbat as well as Yom Tov. We'll see why. Velo ruchbin al gabe behema. Nor can you ride an animal. Velo shatin al penei amayim. Nor can you swim in the water. Velo mitapechin. That's clapping. Velo misapechin. That's banging your hand against your leg, your thigh. Velo merakedin. You cannot dance. The Elohim mishum reshut. Those items are mishum reshut. Okay? Now. Now these items are reshut. The first items are shevut. Now we go to reshut. What are they? Lo danin, meaning a judge cannot sit in court and give do dayanu judgment. The lo mikdeshin, a man cannot mikdesh a wife. At mikdeshitli, asur on Shabbat as well as Yom Tov. The lo holsin, right? The mitzvah of halitza. Right, that's to break the connection between him and his sister-in-law when she falls to Yibum. Velo miyabimin. Nor can you make the mitzvah of Yibum. The brother died without children. It's mitzvah for the brother-in-law to marry the wife and fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. That's not done on Shabbat. That all those cases are considered reshut. Ve'eduhin mishum mitzvah. The following items are asud even though there's a mitzvah. Lo makdishin. Makdishin is to consecrate something to the Beit HaMikdash. Velo ma'arichin. That's to make a mitzvah. Erichi alai. Torah gives a certain value to each person depending on his age. So a person is not allowed to say on Shabbat Yom Tov, Erichi alai. I want to donate my value to the Beit HaMikdash. Velo mahrimin. That's again to consecrate something to Beit HaKabai, to the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash. Velo magbihin teruma. Nor can you take terumot. Uma'aser. Kol elu b'yom tov amru. B'kal v'chomer b'shabbat. These, by the way, these last three, they were said by Yom Tov. So if it's a surah on Yom Tov, kol shekem b'shabbat, which is more hamur. And ben Yom Tov l'shabbat ela ochel nefesh b'lvad. Really, the only difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov is everything that's a surah on Shabbat is a surah on Yom Tov, except ochel nefesh, which means things that are connected to preparing food. Let's read Rashi. Kol shehayav alav, medveh sofrim, שלא לעשותו בשבת משום שבות או משום נשות שיש בו קצת מצווה אבל לא מצווה גדולה וקרוב להיות דבר הנשות ויש בו איסור מדברי סופרים או משום מצווה או שיש בו מצווה ממש ואסור חכמים לעשות בשבת, חייבים עליו שלא לעשותו ביום טוב. ואלו הם דברים שאסורים משום שבות, שהטילו עליו החכמים לשבות מהם, והם בעשייתם שום מצווה, לא עונים באילן. כולהו מפרש בגמרא. גמרא, שגם explain all the reasons, גמרא, עמי גזור בהור הבנן. הם מטפחים, that's clapping ביד. והם מספקים על ירך, that's why they banging the hand on the thigh. והם רקדים ברגל. וכולן לשמחה ולשיר. Right, it's all for happy occasions. ובגמרא מפרש גזרה שמי יתקן כנגדן כלשיר. But we're worried in all these happy things, you might fix an instrument, the ka'avid mana, which is a sukkah, you're making a vessel. ואלו הם משום רשות, כלומר, שהיה לנו להתירה משום שהם קרובים למצווה. Which is, you might have thought that these things are, that are a shoot, since they're connected to a mitzvah, you might have thought that the rabbis would be lenient on them. ואסרו מחכמים, but they still will say them. מה דקרא לה רשות משום ערך דבעל למתנים בשפה, דאבי מצווה. It's only the shoot compared to the next case that are called mitzvah. These items are also considered mitzvah. But they're not as severe as the third section. So therefore they're called the shoot compared to the third section, right? Mitzvah Gibura. The middle ones are called the shoot. The first three are called, the first cases are called shevut. The isur shevut gamur yeshben. There was no reason for the rabbis not to make a gizrah in the first section because there's no mitzvah at all. In the second two sections, the shoot and mitzvah, you could have argued and said, well, listen, you know, it's connected to a mitzvah, maybe we should be mekayem. And still they were. Or said, lo danin, din. Right? Can't have judgments. Ve'lo mekadeshin, isha. Ubegemara mefresh amai kari de reshut. Why is that called the reshut? Isn't it a mitzvah gemura to get married to a lady? The Gemara will say, why is that called the reshut? Ve'lo mekadeshin, that's hikdeshot. That's consecrated. Ma'arichin, erkecha alai. Ve'noten kefi shani, according to the years. כמו שכתוב פרשת עירכם, ולא מחרימין, הרי בהמה זו חרם, וסתם חרמין לבית הקבאי, which is not going to the בית המקדש, but you're donating specifically to the בית הקבאי, which is the maintenance, the treasury of the בית המקדש, exactly. Comes the Gemara and says, לא עולין באילן, one is not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbat as well as Yom Tov. גזרה שמה יתלוש. That's the reason. Because if you climb up the tree, what's going to happen? You might come to pull off a branch. That she says, "The avi esurah medoraita, dainu kotzer." Right? That's one of the 39 melachot. She tolesh mina mechobari, taking something from that's attached to the ground. Velo rechbin agabe behema. What's the reason why you can't ride an animal? Gezerah shema yetsi chutz tchum. Because we're worried if you ride the animal, you might end up going outside the tchum Shabbat. Shma mina techumim deoraita. What do you mean? It comes out according to this. We only make a gezerah to say that's a suda oraita. Now, we only had one opinion in Masechet Eruvin that said Eruvin, the Tachamin is the oraita. That's to be Akiva. So the Gemara must be, if you tell me that the reason why the animal, it's a suda oraita, the animal, should go outside the tchum, must be going like, to be Akiva. Yeah. So comes the Gemara and says, and we know the rabbis don't hold like that. So Gemara says, Ela gezerah shema yachtok zemora. Now, a different reason. We don't want you to ride the animal because you might come to rip a branch off in order to use it as a, you know, whip for the animal. That's why you cannot, why, that's the gezerah deoraita. Because you're putting off the tree, it's a sudoraita. Velo shatin up in our mind. What's the reason why you cannot swim in the water? Gezerah shema yase habit shal shayatin. You're worried that you might make a raft. That she says, what is this? That's read that she shema yachtok zemona. We saw, lakuta, tehiti animal, vavi kotsim in a mechubar. Habit shal shayatin, keli shal guma, shorgin otov, yosin kemen habit aruka. You make like a barrel, long barrel, velemedin bo lashut. Right? It's like a tube. And you use it for floating, a flotation device. And therefore it's going to be אסור. תוספות says, פירוש הקונטרה שלוקחים קנים ועושים כאין חבית ושט בהם וקשה. דעתנן, בפרק אינו טוענים בכלי חרס, טבלה שאין לה בזבוזים וחבית של שייטין עמד החרס הוא לכן נראה לי שהיא כלי חרס. He learns it differently. From a מסכת תאורה, he has a different understanding. It's a כלי חרס, it's a earthenware vessel שאין לו פתח, מתוק כך אינו יכול להשתקע במים. כפי שהמים יכולים להיכנס את הכובד, לכן סף אבל המים. It makes a flotation device, ממש a flotation device. When she's learning, it's more like a raft where you can, you know, go in it, it's like a tube, like you can sit in it. According to Tosfot, no, it's not just a keli haeret, it just floats on the water, and they're making a keli. And therefore it's a suit deoraita. Therefore it's a suit to swim. Either according to the sheet to make a habit or something where there's like a toch, there's a, you know, we can go in it. According to Tosfot, no, it's just not like a tube, a flotation device where you're floating on it. But either way, it's going to be a suit. Comes together and says, ולא מטפחים, ולא מספקים, ולא מנקדים. It's forbidden to clap and to dance, gezerah shem yitaken kelishir. Again, what's the reason? Because you might come to do all these happy things, you might come to make an instrument, and therefore it's going to be asur. Last case, Ve'eloen mishum reshut. The following items are asur mishum reshut.
Lo danin.
Lo danin. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah to have a diyun? To sit in judgment? It's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, lo tzericha de'ika de'adif mine. We're talking about where there's a bigger dayan in the city. If there's a bigger dayan in the city, de'adif mine. Huh? No, it's not a mitzvah for that rabbi to judge. Because really, you give it to the other judge. Let him take it. Wow. You're coming to me, it's in a shoot now. I don't have to judge this case. You're really the other rabbi supposed to judge it. Therefore, that's a, he's more suitable to judge. Therefore, that's the case of an issue. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, did he say anything?
No,
he doesn't say.
Simple,
that's explanation, which means there's a bigger judge over there. So there's a bigger judge. There's no mitzvah for the first judge.